They have a slew of platinum records that totaled more than 2,800 weeks on the Billboard charts, 7 MTV Video Music Awards, a record that still holds, 6 American Music Awards, and 7 Grammy nominations. And it all started back in 1989 with auditions at a studio in Richmond, California.
When Denzel Foster and Thomas McElroy had the idea to put a girl group together, they wanted a group where each member could hold her own as a lead singer, so that there would not be just one lead singer, but that everyone would be able to trade off. And also they were looking for 3 members initially and then settled on 4 because our vocal harmony blend seemed to work so well. I think that when you pull back to sing background vocals, I think you're that much better.
Cindy Herron's been a part of En Vogue from the beginning, and she tells me they drew from girl groups like the Supremes, who came before them.
The Supremes set a standard for all of us to follow. I think that the one thing about En Vogue at the inception of it, I looked at us sort of as a composite of a lot of girl groups that had gone before us and that had set examples through their music and through their style. So we grew up being influenced by various female single artists as well as groups, and all of that sort of made up who En Vogue was.
Cindy has a classical background, but she hasn't always been able to use it.
In the earlier years, I had to set it aside altogether because it totally wasn't fitting in with the direction of where we were trying to go musically. However, our producers have had a very broad musical background too, in terms of their musical training. And so by the time we did Masterpiece Theater, they were ready. You know, they were like, okay, it's time to switch it up and we're going to do this. And I was just ecstatic. I was like, yay, you know. And they were able to incorporate they were able to sort of fuse the classical sound background with the funky, you know, soulful edge to it, and it came up with a great product, in my opinion. And so I was very happy to finally be able to use some of that classical background.
Now you'll notice only 3 ladies on the stage: Cindy Herron, Terry Ellis, and Rona Bennett. That's because another feud led to a split with Maxine Jones and Dawn Robinson. A feud that included tweets from Jones in which she calls Herron and Ellis evil and drunk with power.
We were having some internal issues. Yes, Dawn left last December because she, you know, her reasoning was that she had another offer to do a tour with her as a solo artist. And Dawn has always wanted to have, you know, a lot of success as a solo artist. And so she left to go do that. And then we fell out with Max, or Max fell out with us. We had an internal disagreement. And Max decided to go on and do her own thing, too. And so we have solved the problems internally. And we are, you know, Terry and I, and we have Rona Bennett is back with us performing live, who did the Soulflower CD with us. And so it is the 3 of us touring.
That means plans for another album are up in the air.
Presently, it is just touring. I would not say no to a future album. It's just not in the works right now.
Still, this isn't the first time Bennett has joined with En Vogue, and that's allowed them to keep going all this time, along with some really loyal fans.
We love what we do. We love performing. And as long as there is an audience who wants to come and hear us perform live, we will be there to perform live. We've got great fans that continue to follow us, and we have a lot of fun at our shows. It's just an even exchange of love, and it's just have a good time and let's party.
The ladies will grace the stage at Jazz Alley in Seattle this week, but Cindy says they'll do more than sing their big hits.
We do a tribute medley in the middle of the show that is none of our own recorded music, but it is a lot of music from, like, say, maybe the 70s and 80s that were, and even the 60s, that we loved and we think influenced us as artists. So that's one thing that you'll see. Another thing that you may see at this show is, that's like completely different, is we may do a rendition of Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, because we recorded Boogie Woogie Hip Hop Boy, right? And I've always been a big fan of like 40s style music. And so finally, I convinced Duff, let's do that in the show. Let's just do the Andrew Sisters version. So we may do that. Depending on the audience, you know, like sometimes we have to change our music up depending on the audience. Like we just kind of feel them out. And if we feel like they can handle certain things, we'll do certain things. If we feel like, oh, no, they totally can't handle that, let's just go straight for the party stuff, then we'll do that. So, there, you know, we may do, Terry and I, there's this Yanni song. It's a song that Yanni made famous at one of his concerts years ago simply called Aria. And it's based on a song from an opera called Lakmé. Called Sol, and it's in French. The original version is in French. Solu Dome Ipe, under the dome canopy. And he did a sort of a looser rendition called, simply he called it Aria. And I love the original piece, and I love his rendition. And so sometimes we do that in our show. It just depends on the audience, you know. And then we also have a ballad that was on one of our albums called Masterpiece Theater. And it was a song that was set to a Beethoven Moonlight Sonata. And we put lyrics to it. And it's called Sad But True. And it's really a torch song, but it's just beautiful. And we love to perform it. But again, we just kind of have to gauge the audience to see if they can handle it. So I'm not exactly sure which show we'll do. We may flip, you know, we may switch it up from show to show while we're there in Seattle.
For more on how you can see En Vogue, just click any of the links on this page and they'll take you right where you need to go. Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.